festival itself seems like a time capsule. Musicians like Robert Plant, Carlos Santana, and members of the Grateful Dead grace the stage just like they did back in the 1970s.
I used to go to a show every night and still make it to class the next day.
But this music also strikes a chord with a new generation of fans.
My mother, actually, she's raised me on rock and roll.
Most millennials come to festivals like this one and find themselves side by side with people who could be their parents or grandparents. Blogs and Facebook groups connect these generations. Older fans tell stories of the good old days online and hope to inspire a new generation to experience festivals like these and recapture the activist spirit of the 70s.
The baby boom generation was really big on acting. Our generation, they think that sharing a post on Facebook or something is going to... I mean, the more people see it, it spreads awareness, but it doesn't put any action.
Lock-In Festival co-founder Pete Shapiro points out that in his experience, millennials like to unplug just as much as boomers do.
I think if people want an opportunity to put that away and be in openness and be at a relatively rich boundary.
And what do these young millennials make of these old hippies?
It's pretty cool to hear all their old stories and, you know, hear what they've done. Times haven't changed that much, really.
I'm very passionate about social justice and social issues, and sometimes it's hard to see that passion in the older generation, but, you know, I think it's still there.
But Celinda Whidden worries about the next generations.
Well, it's going to be real hard to find the quality of living we have that we try to have.
I'm not so sure they're not going to have a hard time with resources in general by the time they get to the United States.
Jacqueline DePhillips, VOA News, Harrington, Virginia.